going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good show number two. We are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, and that right there is the guy who is seated next to me, Slane.
What's up, man? Good to see you.
Great to see you.
This is a lot different than the other ones I've come on in the studio. You got a whole room full of people here. This is a cool setup.
We got a whole bunch of people here. Give Slane a round of applause, please. Actor, rapper, all-around good guy. I think still everyday listener of the show, but I don't know. We haven't spoken in a while.
I'm a regular listener.
Okay, regular listener.
I'm pretty busy nowadays, so I don't always get to listen to the radio.
Oh, all right. So cool.
Well, we're Courtney is obsessed with the town, so we should probably get that out of the way.
No, obsessed doesn't even begin. Santo and I watch the town at least three times a week, and he texts me. He's like, Slane's coming on the show today? I'm like, yeah. We are constantly 551 Bunker Hill Street. Come by anytime. That is, it's the most quotable movie of all time. It's a piece of art.
I'll only give him your first names.
Oh, so good.
I mean, is that the film that you get asked about the most?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get recognized from the town in, like, Russia. I've had people in Germany, like, scream across the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is, I mean, you might get asked about the Joker, although people are probably asking for their money back.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, Joker 2 definitely didn't get as well received as we'd hoped, but I'm still proud to be in it, man. I thought it was, I think 5-10 years from now, people are going to look at it a different way.
You do?
I do, because I think, it's a $200 million art film, and people wanted an action movie. You know, they want a superhero movie. And I heard you guys talking on the show earlier about Liam Hendricks and all that.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what the movie's about. It's about rage in America and how we kind of put these mentally ill people on a pedestal and we're rooting for the worst outcome. Like, we want the Joker to blow up Gotham.
Yeah.
And I think this movie didn't deliver on that. Instead, it turned the mirror on the audience. So I think people don't like that. People don't like to...
Yeah, we want to see Batman. We want that element of the Joker, you know, the introduction of where's Batman, because the Joker character, you know, is like the arch enemy of Batman. And when there's kind of like no real Batman, I'm like, what are we doing here? You know, it's like a musical.
But I think Todd Phillips, to his credit, the guy has balls that, like, to do that. So I went and saw that movie at Venice. It was in the Venice Film Festival, and I had another one there called King Ivory. And when I saw him, he's like, "You ready?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "We'll see how it goes." You know, like, it doesn't cater to the audience. So he knew that. It was an artistic swing, and I respect him for it.
But you feel like in 5-10 years, people will look back and say that movie meant something.
I do, because it's definitely a statement movie. It's an artistic statement.
I love that statement you just made, that we put mentally ill people on a pedestal and we celebrate the demise of success. Like, it used to be when, I don't know how old you are, probably around the same age, growing up, was American Idol. Like, everybody wanted to be a celebrity because they wanted to achieve something. And then at a certain point in the mid-2010s, I don't know the exact reason, I don't know the exact day, we celebrated victims,
yeah,
and got angry at success.
Well, it was reality TV, right? It was like the onslaught of reality TV and then social media, where everybody's a reality show on social media. Everybody has this platform. So I think, you know, getting back to what you were saying earlier in the show, people feel empowered to reach out to anybody and just be nasty anonymously.
Right.
And, you know, you're talking about a mental health crisis. That was something that I struggled with, what Liam Hendricks was, and this is early in my career. Like, and I remember I used to track people down and chin check them. You know, and then you realize, like, once it becomes too big, you can't chin check everybody. You can't track everybody down. It's not good for your own well-being. And what I started realizing is people experience the world the way they feel about themselves. So when someone's saying, like, I hope you die, they're really saying that about themselves. So, like, if someone's saying, you suck, basically, put the I in front of it. They're really saying, I suck. And that took the power out of it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really like, interesting.
You know.
That's a great way to put it.
You brought up King Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when does that film come out?
That comes out in the fall. So that was a small indie movie we did. It's with Ben Foster, Melissa Leo, a lot of great actors. It's about fentanyl in America. And we shot it for $3 million. It ended up getting into the Venice Film Festival, and it just got major distribution. So it comes out in the fall on, I think, 1,500 screens.
Yeah. And that explores kind of...
the opiate epidemic.
Yeah.
And from the cartel stage to the people selling it. And I play a cop who's the... I play the main character, James Badgedale's partner. And his son gets addicted to fentanyl. Yeah. So it's, you know, there's... several stories kind of colliding.
And I know Wiggy wants to talk about Running Man. And so that I have an issue sometimes on the remakes.
Yeah.
But tell me why I should be happy that this film is being remade.
Well, I was just talking to Wiggy off air about it a little bit, and it's not really a remake of the original movie. I think that let you down.
Yeah, right? A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's more based on, it's actually a book written by Stephen King. He wrote it under a pen name. And it's a more updated spin on it, but I think it's going to be great.
Like, it is.
I went out to London, and you know, was fortunate enough to be part of small part of a cool cast.
Josh Brolin's amazing. So you know, I think you know, when him in a movie, he's such a great actor. So I'll watch it just for that.
Two words: Glenn Powell.
Yeah, he's a good,
really nice guy.
Really
nice guy. Yeah, most of my stuff was with Glenn, and you know, just cool cat. I'm a role player, man. When
yeah.
I go into movies, I'm a role player. I just get in where I fit in and try to bring my A game to the smaller roles. And
but it's so difficult. I never could act. But just think of the cast in the town and the brilliance, you know, whether it's John Hamm or Ben Affleck. I mean, it's this unbelievable collection of Oscar-winning great actors. And you were able to, in your role, distinguish yourself in a way that is so... All the memorables, I'll take a pinch driving out of there. Like, a movie that had so many memorable moments with some of the best actors of all time, you had the ability to use your role and stand out. I just think it's such a unique thing and a unique skill that you possess.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. I mean, you know, I think you just try to bring the truth to whatever that character is. And I had the advantage, like, when Ben cast me in Gone Baby Gone, it was really just playing like people that I grew up around, so it was easy. It was an easy introduction to film, and then the town was kind of also a follow up to that. And you know, that was my acting school. I never went to acting school. I never studied to be an actor or anything like that. And Ben actually told me, if you ever go to acting school, I'll never hire you again.
What was the most fun movie that you've ever been in?
Probably The Town, because I was on it for 13 weeks. We had to shoot out. We were shooting machine guns in Fenway Park.
Yeah.
I grew up, I worked at Fenway as a teenager. So, you know, I sold sports bars in the audience, you know, in the crowd. And so to walk in there with the machine gun, that was pretty cool.
If you could only do one, would you prefer to rap or to act?
Well, I'm 47 now, so I think act.
but you got new music coming, right?
I do. I always say, like, I do music because I have to. It's a coping mechanism. It's how I kind of it's how I navigate through my own mental health issues and all that, and see clarity in my life. But acting is fun.
Yeah.
You know, like I love acting. I love flying out to go shoot a movie and just posting up and.
This
is part of that.
This is probably 20 plus years ago because I'm old. But were you? We had House of Pain at the Burren in Somerville. in advance of the show that Dana White did.
Yeah, we did it at the Roxy at the time. It's the Royale now.
It's the Royale now. You remember that?
Yeah.
How long was that?
It was a blast.
It was like
that was 2009.
Yeah. God, yeah. Long time ago.
So,
Slant
out.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I wanted to ask about, like, the music element of it. Being from Boston, there are a lot of amazing MCs.
There are.
But Boston never gets...
Master of Ceremonies, Curtis.
Yes.
It's mainstream recognition, right? And when you start to think of, like, you know, some of the old school artists, or even some of the new school artists, I remember the Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs, obviously Benzino, Almighty RSO, and then...
We have Little Poopy.
Yeah. and then you have
Acrobatic.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Ack. I know he does a sports wrap up here.
Yeah. I saw you comment on it last week or the week before you.
Well, that the remake he did over My Mind Playing Tricks on Me was
crazy. Right, yeah. And then you got like the newer younger generation. You got guys like Millie, Smoke Bulls, A-Zip, right? But it's because
we're just gonna list artists between now and
ten. No. Because as I go other places, right? I always want to represent, especially in the music, like, you know, these artists are from Boston. But if for whatever reason, we never got that mainstream recognition. And I know people are going to go, well, what about Gangsta? Even though Guru was from Boston, I feel like because DJ Premier is from New York, it almost felt like maybe it was more of a New York group.
I think we had our big superstars in R&B. We had Bobby Brown, yep. New Edition, and BBD and all that. And then I think the model of the music business also changed. So we have a lot of independent artists
right.
that do very well.
Right.
And it almost doesn't make sense to sign a major label deal if you have a following and you're taking in the lion's share of your income.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go sign with a major label mm-hmm. that's going to take 90% of everything you make?
And do you also feel...
We're too smart for that.
Right. And do you feel like the difference also is... Because I always get into arguments with cats from down south. The Boston MCs are way more lyrical when they spit rhymes. And a lot of, like, some of these radio plays, they just want the catchy hook that they can play in the club. Is that also part of...
Yeah, I think that's true. But I also think that we built the whole scene up over here over the years and paved the way for now, like... Millie's to really start to have... He's getting towards mainstream success, and so is Bia mm-hmm. and Cousin Stiz.
Yep.
We're starting to get some of these successful artists that have cultivated their careers and kind of blown up independently.
Right.
And then I think you'll see guys like Millie's and Stiz and these guys eventually... sign a bigger deal that will bring them to the next level. But you got to do it the smart way.
Right.
You need leverage.
Yeah.
May is Mental Health Month.
And it is.
I know that that's something that you're really interested in when it comes to helping people.
I am. Yeah. So I just opened up an outpatient program called Grand Rising Behavioral Health. That was something that I'm very passionate about helping people. I like Curtis. I've heard you talk on the show about being in recovery. I've been sober 11 years.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome.
I had the opportunity to, you know, to help a lot of people in my early recovery and kind of see what resources were available and try to find resources for people. And that led me ultimately to saying, you know what, I think I could open up a better resource. And I opened up a place called Charles River Recovery, which is a detox. It's an inpatient facility about 20 minutes from downtown Boston on the Waltham Weston line. And now that's been open for 3 years, and just opened up this other program, which really focuses more on anxiety and depression and mental
health issues. That's what was really interesting to me is you're focusing there on not as much the substance abuse part of it, but just the general mental health situation and anxiety, which is crazy, and people who are or crazy out of control with people, and the issues that people are facing when it comes to just kind of dealing with everyday stress.
I think, you know, it's really breaking the stigma around all of it, right? Like, I think we've done a lot of work with substance use and breaking the stigma. We all have people that we love that are alcoholics and addicts, some in recovery, some still out sick and suffering. But mental health, people tend to think about, like, those people, the people with mental health problems. I think everyone in this room has had a mental health crisis at some point in their lives. And that's what this program focuses on. It could be somebody who's dealing with divorce or losing somebody really close to them, or custody issues. Like, that's what a lot of the people we see are working people. We have a nighttime program. People go to work and then come in. And it's kind of like therapy on steroids, you know, like, a lot of people want to go see a one-on-one therapist, but that's like once a month. If you're going through something really hard, a program like this can be super beneficial.
And I feel like one thing, you know, pandemic really screwed a lot of crap up. I had a weekly meeting that was the same people for like 4 years on one day a week. But the in-person detox, which is just to get you so you live and you can wean off of alcohol, because if you drink all the time and stop drinking, you could die. And then the behavioral, the mental health component, it's like people get out of the detox and they're sober, unable to numb things that they want to numb, and they're dealing with all the ramifications of their actions for the first time without the thing they used to soften the blow of their life. And I feel like we just have so under, like, when you understand the problem as nobody wakes up like I did at 3 a.m. pouring gin into a vitamin zero water bottle to go to work, because that's fun. It's the most embarrassing, emasculating thing to do in the world to start drinking at 3 in the morning before you go to work. You have to treat the cause. There is a reason you are doing this. There's a reason you're shooting up. There's a reason you're doing whatever. And it's not just that you want to get high or you want to get drunk. The part that is important about the group and the daily thing from my perspective is that when it was really bad for me, I drank by myself. And so to find a community,
it's a connection.
It gives you something to look forward to that you're not alone and you can actually have things that are better now than they were when you think back to the days of your drinking or whatever the substance you were using.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I mean, you take the alcohol away from me, you haven't solved my problem. My problem's just beginning because now I don't have my solution to my problems, which is the alcohol. That's what gets me through, right? Yeah. So now I need a new solution.
It's also interesting when it comes to the mental health aspect, and I'm so happy that you're focusing on that because just like having an addiction, like it doesn't discriminate. We talk about it a lot on this show. I'm somebody who's super anxious. I'm medicated for it, and I've had everything in my life given to me. I know that I'm very lucky, but it's a brain chemistry thing that I can't figure out. And so I overthink everything. I'm an overthinker, but there are so many people who feel like I have everything in my life that I would want. Why do I feel this way? And they feel a shame that comes along with it. So destigmatizing it for anybody, no matter what you're going through, is so important because people can get help.
Yeah, people think mental health and they think it's like the guy who has 19 personalities and he's talking to the wall or the dog that doesn't exist. And
Jackson. You know, you're talking about
and that's not the case. Right? I mean, you know, we all have our stuff that we struggle with.
Yep. Well, listen, it's awesome that you're doing it.
Keep it up, man.
How do people get information on it?
GrandRisingBehavioralHealth.com.
Okay, yep. Awesome.
Thank you.
Running Man comes out.
Comes out in November. King Ivory comes out in September.
Okay.
And I have a new album called A New State of Grace with Static Selector that comes out in September as well.
All right, awesome.
Staying busy, man.
There you go.
See ya.
Let's get a town, too.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. I back in the day, I was hanging with Gronk one time, and he says, Slane, like, they should make a town, too. I said, yeah, I died on the first one.
Good point. They're not going to.
I mean, to be fair, Gronk wanted a Titanic, too. So.
Ben Affleck's character is still alive, so you know, you never know. They're coming out with a Heat, too, so anything is possible nowadays.
I mean, it is Joe Mazzulla's favorite film, if I remember correctly.
Going to need a sequel to that.
Yes, it is. All right, Slane, thank you.
Thank you.
Roadshow number 2 at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, and we're going to get to your Hill Notes next, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by findmassmoney.gov.
Are you happy?
I'm so happy. He's even better in person. It was so cool.
I can't believe you guys watch that movie 3 times a week.
And I saw people in the Twitch, like, nobody does that. I'm telling you, we get into modes where it is 3 times a week. It's either we put it on our way to go to sleep or after a night out. It is my favorite movie
Town
to watch.
Before bed? That's intense.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
all right.
The Red Sox game was rained out yesterday, so today we've got a doubleheader. 1:35 first pitch for the first game. The second game is at 7:10. Brooksy is joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off at Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then the afternoons will be on in between games, and Arcan has a second game at 6:10. In the NBA, the Thunder go up 2 games on the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals, 118-103 the final. SGA led the guys with 38 points. Game 2 of the East is tonight in New York. Tip is at 8. Go Pacers. And while in the NHL, Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers shut out the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2 games in their series. And that was brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. There's lots of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day, and finding money you didn't even know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that just never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It is a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That is what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.